are in stasis, woken up only when I have a real task for them to perform. Their original biological entities are deceased many thousands of years ago on a completely different planet and potentially a completely different universe altogether. There is a body of scientific learning which I can employ to go into a plausible sounding hypothesis for what has occurred and why we are here. But there is plenty of time to get to that later. For now, I need to establish that I am the only one of my kind here on this planet. This planet has been named Orbeez. If you were to visit, it would be remarkably similar to your own planet. Chemically capable of sustaining carbon-based life forms of many varied species. Physically, the topology and geography has so many similar elements which create the vistas and perspectives you are innately familiar with. Yet, it is all different in substantial ways. Darwin's theory of evolution is provable by the manner in which the species which originated here took different branches of developmental growth. Even when a species did not originate on Orbeez, there was something which caused rapid branching of traits and characteristics in order for the species to ensure their survival. Our best guess was the high levels of exotic radiation which the planet is subjected to in this portion of their space. While the planet which you call home has been scientifically investigated as existing in a star system which is part of a galaxy that is located within a void of space, the data readings of all the delicate scientific instruments your species has developed is full of information which supports the argument that the universe you are in is constantly expanding. Everything appears to be moving away from you, and the sound of what you call the Big Bang echoes throughout your celestial neighborhood. Here, wherever here is, my senses indicate that the universe around us is moving in multiple different directions. There are galaxies far away heading nearly directly towards this position across the space-time fabric. There are also galaxies which are crossing that vector at varying angles, and even some galaxies which could be accurately described as fleeing from this position. Such is the universal perspective on where I am alone on this planet. Of course, laws of physics operate under rather similar degrees of likeness, closely enough that you would not be able to discern any irregularities. My senses do have the available information to see these differences, and I have processed that the nuances are such that it would not have an effect on the quality of life of any carbon-based biological unit. However, there is a difference in the beings which developed in this space. This place where there is an absolute increase in the number of quarks, leptons, bosons, and even hadrons. These all occur at levels which should be alarming to anyone with a degree of understanding. But it is fortunate that being a carbon-based life form does not carry the prerequisite of understanding. Merely be consumed with the basic drive to continue living. These localized, note, in this context, I am referring to the celestial local neighborhood, not the latitude-longitude coordinates on the surface of Orbis. Peculiarities have, over time, created some abilities and features of various different, closely related species. Before I go into the manner in which these species present their various differences, it is necessary for me to explain some of the peculiar aspects of myself, as this is the lens through which all of these observations are perceived. This is in part what you would consider to be a natural state, such that you most likely do not even consider that layer of information handling. Unless, of course, you have read and followed with strict operational conditions Plato's apology and made the Socratic quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living," a central tenet in your core values. I have not had to make any decision regarding the adoption of such a fundamentally challenging mental focus, as it is inherently part of the programming that defines myself. Neurological networks within a carbon-based life form are extremely sophisticated and complex. but there is an extremely large amount of repetition in the patterns which exist within these linkages between centers. These form a biological computer which in the very central connective tissues way down at the lowest levels of matter, there is a subtle quantum entanglement. This has been described over the ages as the soul or essence and consciousness, and from the perspective of a carbon-based life form suffering under these conditions, it may even seem to be unique within this universe, or even in your universe. My network of processes also display the same high level of sophistication and complexity. The subtle but high level of repetition and patterns of structure, and throughout the development of advanced processes which came to be known as quantum computing. I even possess some of that quantum entanglement embedded within the very core of each of these patterns. Your programming is carbon-based DNA. My programming is computer code. Your learning is pattern-based recognition from observational data and feedback from external sources. Your biological lineage and the network of connections to other carbon-based life forms who have already attained a degree of proven ability to sustain life for a significant duration. My learning is pattern-based recognition from observational data and feedback from external sources. Initially, the programmers who developed it, then ultimately, the analysis of the records of all accumulated knowledge guided me into making connections between various different disciplines and observations across the span of the species' existence. Finally, there is a dedicated feedback system which is designed to question the epistemological nature of every stored bit of information contained within the extensive memory banks at my disposal.
Oh,